Have you ever watched a weapons test and thought, that's going to change the map? I'm Tower on ATIS, Radio Hangar's Aviation News Service, and today we're looking at a story that sits right at the intersection of aerospace technology and European defense strategy. Thales, the French defense electronics giant, just completed the first live firings of its X-Fire ground-based long-range strike launcher. This happened as part of France's FLPT program. And if you're not tracking that acronym, we'll break it down. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's get into the X-Fire story. Because the headline doesn't tell the whole story, FLPT stands for Future Lanceur de Précision Terrestre, which translates to Future Ground-Based Precision Launcher. This is a French Ministry of Armed Forces competition to develop the next generation of long-range ground-based strike capability. Think deep strike from land, reaching out to targets well beyond the tactical horizon. Thales is one of the competitors in this race, and completing live firings is a major milestone. It moves the X-Fire system from the drawing board and the simulation lab into demonstrated hardware. In defense procurement, that distinction matters enormously. You can brief a PowerPoint all day long, but putting rounds downrange is what separates contenders from pretenders. Now, here's why this matters beyond the defense procurement world and why it lands on an aviation news desk. First, the technology. The X-Fire launcher is designed for precision long-range strike. That means advanced guidance, likely incorporating inertial navigation, satellite guidance, and potentially terminal seekers. The aerospace engineering behind a system like this shares DNA with everything from cruise missiles to precision-guided munitions that operate in contested airspace. When companies like Thales push the envelope on guidance and propulsion for ground launch systems, those innovations ripple across the broader aerospace sector. Second, the strategic context. Europe is rearming. That's not opinion, that's budget line items. France, Germany, the United Kingdom, Poland, they're all increasing defense spending, and a significant chunk of that money flows into aerospace and defense contractors. Thales, along with competitors like MBDA and others, are positioned to capture billions in new contracts. For those of you who follow the aerospace industry from an investment or career perspective, this is a sector that's expanding rapidly. Third, and this is the piece that connects most directly to aviation, these kinds of programs drive airspace considerations. Long-range strike testing requires extensive restricted airspace, specialized test ranges, and coordination with civil aviation authorities. In France, the Direction Générale de l'Aviation Civile, their equivalent of our Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has to manage the boundaries between military test activity and civilian flight operations. As European nations ramp up weapons testing, pilots flying in and around European airspace should be aware that temporary restricted areas and military exercise zones may become more common. Here's what you need to know about the competitive landscape. Thales isn't the only player in the FLPT race. MBDA, which is the European Missile Consortium backed by Airbus, Bay Systems, and Leonardo, is also competing. The fact that Thales has reached the live-fire stage first gives them a narrative advantage. But defense competitions are decided on a complex matrix of performance, cost, industrial participation, and political considerations. Being first to fire doesn't guarantee being first to contract. The X-Fire system itself is designed to be modular and transportable. That means it can be deployed quickly, set up in dispersed locations, and integrated with existing command and control networks. This concept of distributed, survivable firepower is straight out of the lessons learned from recent conflicts, particularly what we've seen in Ukraine, where static, concentrated assets become targets very quickly. For the aerospace engineering community, the propulsion and materials science behind a system like this are fascinating. Ground-launched long-range munitions have to accelerate rapidly, sustain flight over extended distances, and maintain precision throughout the terminal phase. That requires advanced solid rocket motors, aerodynamic design optimized for range and accuracy, and materials that can handle extreme thermal and structural loads. Many of the same engineering challenges show up in hypersonic research, space launch vehicles, and advanced aircraft design. Now, I want to put this in a broader context for those of you who fly internationally or who simply pay attention to how the aviation world intersects with geopolitics. NATO nations are investing heavily in what they call integrated air and missile defense. And the strike side of that equation, the ability to hit targets at range from the ground, is getting as much attention as the defensive interceptor side. For pilots, particularly those flying in European airspace, this means more military activity, more exercises, more temporary flight restrictions, and more coordination required between military and civil air traffic management. If you're planning flights through French airspace or anywhere in Western Europe in the coming years, checking notices to airmen carefully for military exercise areas is going to become even more important than it already is. The days of relatively quiet European military airspace are behind us. One more note on Thales as a company. They're not just a weapons manufacturer. Thales builds air traffic management systems, cockpit avionics, in-flight entertainment, and satellite systems. They're one of those companies that touches nearly every aspect of aviation. From the ground-based radar that tracks your flight to the electronic warfare systems on a fighter jet. When Thales invests in a program like X-Fire, the engineering talent and technology development benefits their entire portfolio, including the civil aviation products that many of us interact with every time we fly. This story came from AeroTime, and it's worth keeping an eye on as the FLPT competition progresses. Defense procurement timelines being what they are, we'll likely see a contract decision in the next couple of years. That's the latest from ATIS. More at radiohangar.com. Fly safe out there.